let the meltdowns begin.
All the way to Canada to feed these squirrels, these five squirrels.
Well, see, well, you don't understand.
I raised them till they were juvenile.
You know, the funny thing is, you never ever hear about the NRA again. You know why? Because everybody's got a gun now. Their job's over.
I don't know why the hell this squirrel was euthanized, because there is never...
He attacked a federal agent. He attacked a federal agent.
Come on, 7200, they actually euthanized
a perfectly healthy animal. That's what's wrong.
You cannot attack a federal agent. They will put you down.
You had a lot of faith in your pet.
And look what happened to the Branch Davidians.
Perfectly healthy animal. You can talk over top of it.
I mean, David Koresh, he didn't make it.
All you do is double with everybody, Pat. You act like your word's the only one that needs to be heard.
That guy, Pat, you're doing an excellent job.
Pat, please leave the frequency.
I'm giving you kudos. You're doing
Tell Pat to leave the frequency. He is a troublemaker.
Hey, Pat, nice job.
Tell Pat to leave the frequency. He's not welcome.
Nice job, Pat, for bothering the guy from the woods there. Keep up the good work, Pat.
This is Kilo Alpha 2, the Fox Papa Zinzibar.
Here we go.
I'd like to ask
the poster child for bipolarism is just locked in the lady.
You break the eggs and when they get off. I'm asking for penance.
Oh no. You don't stir up the muck. The guys come up out of the mud.
I'm sorry. I won't.
Here he is, everybody.
Penance again.
But hold on about Peanut.
Forgiven. Some of you guys have done.
You are the you're the reason Peanut was euthanized.
I feel out in the cold, left alone.
You killed Peanut.
Down from Mars, they said it was no fable.
Come out here 3 days in a row and said the exact same stuff over and over and over.
Wait a minute, I thought we were celebrating victory.
There were no on the penalty.
Donald Trump, man.
And we got to take care of Peanut. We got to somehow, Trump's got to make that right.
There, Pat.
Gotta watch out for that groundhog now.
Trump's a tawny Phil, man. They're going to euthanize a...
It's very painful. It reminds me of my childhood. Very, very.
Did you get bit in the head by a dog when you were a child?
No, but he got hit with a big, heavy, blunt object.
Come on,
He must have been a pin setter at the bowling alley,
Come
huh?
on.
You ever work at a bowling alley there, a realtor guy?
I want to be back in the group. I don't want to be the bad guy anymore.
Too late for that, man. Too late. You gave us all herpes.
Now it's like, can you forgive me for being a jerk-o?
That's two names you call, or two derogatory statements you made.
Yeah. Can you forgive me for being a jerk-o?
Not up to me, man. We are an autonomous collective.
Well, did the vote. I did nobody last night. Do you guys like have an electoral college? A popular vote? How does it work?
Somebody said it was rigged.
It was the Russians again.
What happened, man? Did you burn all your bridge up with
the Ruskies?
Is that what happened?
I had a Chinese balloon over my house, but it flew away.
We need a recount, man. They cheated.
You burn all your bridges here. And is that what's going on?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what's going on.
I figured that, because you sound like I'm a sea beer. That's what I am at heart. And you sound like a sea beer. And I
just
think
leave
like,
it alone. That's what he told me yesterday.
All your bridges with all the people like in your area. And now you ain't got nobody else to talk to, and now you like forced yourself on up here.
No.
Pat is
you can tell
did
me
all this start because they killed Peanut?
Kind of like the normal thing that you do. You can just tell me to fuck off again.
Richard, they killed Peanut.
seen it.
They also killed Frankie.
Yes, sir. But they said they died of COVID.
Oh. Well, that makes a difference.
No, come on now, Rick. And they didn't die of COVID.
Dr. Fauci said they did. And he would know.
At least make it interesting and, like, make it about Pelosi or something. The squirrel?
Pelosi?
I thought you were going to back me, Rick.
I tried. I don't know.
That hurt. I thought you were going to back me, man.
Why?
You know what? You bring it on your, like everything else, you brought it on yourself, young man.
Exactly.
Take it from me. I know how that goes.
Well,
same here.
Okay.
That's why I don't
you guys are perfect.
Too much.
What can I tell you?
Oh, well, man, you need to start over. Turn over a new leaf.
Do I still have my signed business number?
A lot of crying liberals today.
Look, we're having a good time. Do not mention the FBOs.
Come on, man. Stop busting my balls. I'm being a nice guy. I'm turning over a new leaf here.
And huggy dog.
Yes, sir. And they got to get that Xanax and those antidepressants rolling again there. But Big Pharma's going to make it big off that.
Did I show my hand a little bit there?
I bet the face dogs, the huggy dogs, are big business today. A lot of huggy dogs out there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Them, need them squeeze balls and the cats they bring over and you can, you know, hold and cry.
Yeah.
As comfort animals.
We'll
supply the other side with freshly shaved gerbils.
Again and again and again. Am I in or out? That's all I gotta know.
The people have spoken.
You're asking the wrong guy. I don't have the power, man.
Yes, you do. You do have the power.
The people have spoken. A brand new president, the Senate. In the house, we have it all.
I'm taking all my LED bulbs out now and putting incandescent light bulbs back in. Time to burn energy, gentlemen.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go buy 10 gallons of gas today, even if I don't need it.
Drill, baby, drill.
You wait until Christmas comes around. You're gonna feel so guilty.
I've got a 46-inch auger drill bit. I'm just gonna start drilling in my yard. Drill, baby, drill.
Happy to be there.
Come on.
Never so what if I hit a power line? Who cares?
Load of bullshit. Losers.
Hey, who are you? Wait a minute. You voted for, what's her name?
The meltdown is epic.
Well, your team lost, man. I'm sorry to say. You were trying to take advantage of that tax credit, and guess what? It didn't work out. That 25 grand or whatever she was going to give everybody, first-time homeowners, all that. Ipsnay, gone away. Bye-bye. College loan forgiveness? No, bye. Pay your debts, you bunch of monkeys. Just dropped out or my antenna fell down. I think Joe Biden turned off 7200. We're having too much of a good time. See what happens? They shut us down.
It's the Russians again.
Turn those machines back on. Let's crank that. It can. If it, helps.
It dropped like a rock.
I can hear you still. What happened? You must have paid your taxes. Oh, man, don't go there. Mute. Now you want to blaspheme, too. You know what? You're man, I hope you got a good ground system. Of course, when lightning strikes, woo! To tell you what happened. And the internet's down here too. The band died and my internet's gone. They have turned off social media and 7200. Man, you should be celebrating how righteous and wonderful it is now that everything is orange. You don't even have to take those flamingos out of your yard. Flamingos, flub, flub, whatever those things are. They're melting down. Look at this. Ah! Help me, Spock. Help me. Heroic horse's ass. You have killed us. Never watch Red October after the election.
Where did all the hey-ass new home people go?
They all went out to sea for some reason.
Listen. I played John Connor. And nobody can hear in Red October.
What did you play, Jeff? Were you the guy, were you playing the toilet bowl or the guy cleaning up? Come on. How long do you think I could be good for it? I just can't do it. Just, I don't know, there's something diabolical. It's not that, what does he call it? Like maniac, non-maniac, bipolar? It's not that. It really isn't. It's just something about you guys. I love to be diabolical because you guys are all very, very nasty people. Not nice at all. Rude as rude can get. And I can't help it. You're moving parts. So don't blame me.
Well,
type
that ain't gonna happen, man. Come on.
You know, you're talking as much. I think
it would have already happened.
I'm gonna have to come on every day and spend the whole day with you guys so you can warm up to me again.
That's all kind of odd.
All day. Wow.
The sign of desperation. Yeah, they're gonna start World War III. Man, come on.
World War III?
Well, what would you call it? World War II and a half?
You know, I never really thought about it. This is the part where you call me stupid.
Yeah, where's Obama at? I ain't seen him make a statement yet. I'm looking on YouTube for you know, the criers, and there's a lot of people crying, but I ain't seen Obama cry.
Obama's been behind all of this crap.
Man, put some fire on the wire. You suck.
Good Lord, the stock market is way up. Holy Jesus.
KJ4.
You bet your ass it is. Today is a holiday.
What do you guys do?
Oh, my God.
Dude.
Keith, why are you so loud?
Across the board, index stock. And double, triple over the last 2 years, my money. And gold. A couple, 2 years ago, at like 11, freaking 30 now.
Man, the Jews are celebrating. Oh my, the Jews.
This ain't right.
Yeah, but he's like super loud, not like overbearing or anything like that. It sounds like he's running an amplifier.
If you buy you an amplifier, Keith, and you just lined up.
And gold going to 60. That's crazy. That's some crazy stuff. But it's going. Guarantee you.
Yep. No tax on tips. No tax on overtime.
60.
Oh, there you go. You mean you turned it down to 25 watts?
This is fantastic. My goodness.
All right, I made enough money to buy you an amplifier. Fine. I'll be a baby.
Oh, yeah. That's 40 over. 40 over.
You don't want your sweep tube amplifier.
Dude, your amplifier sucks. I don't mean, well, I do mean to be a little rude, but it really does suck. Your goddamn circuit breaker pops out about every 4 seconds. The thing pops out about a whopping. You put in 100
watts. Sounds fantastic.
What does this give you 110 watts out? It's the most inefficient piece of carpet I've ever seen.
I was just getting ready and you keyed up with me. Happy birthday, Barry.
And you know it's true.
Wait, hold on. My fuse is blue. Wait, my amplifier popped. I'm sorry.
You sound like a little old lady with hemorrhoids.
Anywhere, the 45th President of the United States of America.
Okay, where's that faggy guy who is so tough on his email? Where is that queer faggy who hides behind his phone account? What a queer. That guy is super queer.
Damn, plus all this all these abortion votes went against abortion. Woo, uh-oh. God.
He's a cheat.
You better go get your babies aborted now, man. Hurry up.
And those are only his good points. Am I being friendly enough? Well, I think I'm going to have to write that apology off. Can I get a tax deduction? I don't know what's going on with your radio there, Rick, Rich, whatever. You know, it's hard to tell. In so much you hate me, actually, you hate me to a great degree. It's hard to tell whether you just don't want to talk to me or your radio went to shit again. I just can't tell. Okay, your radio went to shit. Because you definitely would have abused me right there. Okay, another pop fuse. Have a great day. That other local guy, can you hear these boneheads? They dropped out, man. They were like 5'9", and they just disappeared. This band, I'm going to 80.
Go turn the view on. It's starting in a few minutes.
Yeah, go watch those limp cars.
You want to watch them crying?
You want me to stay?
I'm just telling you what you can do when you leave.
What was the first suggestion?
Go and watch Whoopi Goldberg.
I don't like Whoopi Goldberg.
You will today.
Why's that?
Man, where are you? You been doing time or freeze dried?
I really liked her on Star Trek, okay?
Who is this guy? You're not the same guy as before. You sound a little weirder now.
Because you never know who I am, and you never know where I am, and you never know what transmitter I'm using. That's why I sound weird.
Here's the thing.
Yeah. Here's the thing we want.
The great thing is with these remotes, I could be anywhere on the planet and come visit my friend.
CBS, these women. It says it's a morgue at CBS.
Okay, I'm watching Whoopi Goldberg.
I don't even know what channel it's on, but she would like to watch it.
I don't even remember what she looks like. It just seems to be a bit of a larger ship.
Yeah. guess there's going to be a hell of a party at Mar-a-Lago.
I can't wait for Camello to speak.
They've already got like a camera on Mar-a-Lago out here. I'm watching it. Reuters does. Just all the cars.
Oh, boy. The Europeans are cursing us to hell. Trust me. I hear.
No, they're not.
I hear it from here. They're cursing us to hell.
I don't think so, my friend.
Yeah. I live there. Trust me. You're right. You're right. I'm sorry. To argue with you is wrong.
So I'm just saying, I just saw a video of the Jews, the Israelis, and then they showed one of some folks over there in Ukraine.
Wouldn't you consider that a little limited?
Well, it's kind of where the conflicts are.
God bless Donald J. Trump. That's right.
I'm glad he won. I'm glad he won. If that woman would have got in, forget it. We're already last between Biden and the world laughing at us like we were a bunch of court jesters. And then her running, I mean, we were a laughing stock. Let's get real. We were a laughing stock. Thank God. He won. Now if Rocket Man goes off,
yeah, no help from you,
he's going to be derailed.
Well, we're in a vulnerable point now, gentlemen, KC2QIM, whereas the next month and a half or so, until the Biden administration is totally removed, we're still in that danger spot with the world situation, because they're the ones still in charge. So anything can happen in these next 2 months.
Yeah, but Peter, the window is narrowed up immensely.
Well, the other adversary nations are starting to like scratch their head and wonder how they're going to deal with this.
Well, the Jews certainly, Israelis certainly isn't. They're banging on the old tops of their tanks tonight or today.
Yeah, I know. I mean, Netanyahu and Trump already had a personal relationship as well as a political one, so it's a good thing for Israel, I think. I don't know about Zelensky. Zelensky's shaking his boots a little bit because Zelensky doesn't talk peace. He wants to keep on shaking the stick at Russia. I'm not sure how that's going to pan out. But I think that... I don't think that Trump is going to cut totally off from Zelensky, but he's going to put pressure on him to come to a peace accord. And he may even be able to pressure Putin in some way, shape, or form, believe it or not.
This is KB4YJ. Well, Zelensky's not even part of the equation anymore. Trump will be dealing straight with the Kremlin, and Zelensky is just going to be a third-party guy, and they're just going to tell him what to do. Real simple. It's over with.
Broke. He's right. Trump could possibly...
Trump's not even going to deal with Zelensky, except tell him to shut
it's
up. And if he starts
possible.
Shooting at the Russians again, well, he gets what he gets.
Yeah, Trump will make the negotiation. You're absolutely right, guys.
I guarantee it. It's probably already done.
Skills.
It's probably already been back-channeled, Peter. It's probably already done.
You know, it's very possible. But the thing is, it's illegal for a guy running for president to have a back-channel on a political basis undermining the State Department. That's a problem. You can't do that.
Okay.
If that ever came out, if that was the case, there could be a lot of ramifications for doing that.
Oh, for making a peace deal behind closed doors, that's going to give you what?
No, for being a non-governmental agent, such as being not the president and not being part of the government or the State Department and having the negotiations, whether it's behind the scenes or not, with foreign agents, foreign powers. You can't have private people having conversations with government leaders concerning some future political event.
What are they going to do about Iran and the nukes? Israel.
The Israelis will take care of that whole Middle East problem. If you just let them go, they'll take care of the entire Middle East.
They'll blow them out of existence. before they let him get nukes, just like they've done in the past. Just like we should have done to Rocket Man years ago. But,
well,
man, they're close. They're
just
close.
Don't worry about it.
Once they got nukes, this is